Community activists in Rockaway Beach and neighboring communities are urging the Bloomberg administration to restore the area's historic boardwalk using wood and not concrete, as the mayor has proposed. They're also saying that damage to shoreline neighborhoods in the area would not have been as heavy if city administrators had listened to longstanding demands for construction of jetties and replenishing of sands lost in previous storms. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Jeffrey Croft, president of New York City Park Advocates, a nonprofit that works for the survival and improvement of city parklands.
There's been tremendous devastation, especially in the Rockaways, where approximately 80% of the boardwalk was actually lifted up off its foundation and moved elsewhere, where some of the boards were actually destroyed, but the vast majority are actually in good shape. What the community has been advocating for many years is that they finish up an Army Corps of Engineers study that was started many years ago to assess what needs to happen going forward. But what the community knows is that there are areas where there were jetties, there were a lot less damage, and also they've also been fighting to get the sand replenished there. Because right now, when Mother Nature comes, there's no natural barrier. The other thing, the third thing, is that the actual boardwalk itself, we're not even fastened to the concrete pillars. When you look at the concrete pillars now, there are no holes in it. So there were brackets, but they weren't actually put into the pillars that hold, you know, that's the foundation. So basically, you just have the boardwalk sitting on top of this concrete foundation. So you have three issues, and of course the storm that allowed this terrible damage to go forward. Mm-hmm. The mayor himself made, you know, a pretty irresponsible comment the other day about using concrete going forward, and we know for a fact that concrete sections of the boardwalk were also destroyed. So again, it doesn't, you know, he makes these knee-jerk comments all the time, and unfortunately they're uneducated and uninformed.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the wood that has been basically rescued? A lot of the wood slats were stacked in a couple of different places. Should the city be recycling these boards?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the mayor has spent an awful lot of his own money and our money trying to convince the public that he's a so-called green mayor. But unfortunately, a lot of his policies do not reflect that. Regarding the boardwalk, and this is a perfect example, is that we've been told that they have not made a large effort to capture and to potentially reuse these boards. These are, for the most part, ipe wood, hardwoods from tropical hardwoods, which are very expensive, besides also being in an area that people do not wish, you know, rainforest wood. So that's one issue. Now, it's also a good question to ask the Parks Department, because we've tried to ask them repeatedly what percentage of the wood has been captured. They did give us a statement saying that their one contractor, they've identified sections. But again, the vast majority of that wood is in fine shape. So we've asked the Parks Department what percentage of the wood is being captured and is being recycled. Because otherwise, you're just throwing, you know, completely good wood into the garbage. You're, as if that's not bad enough, you're also paying to have it shipped out of state when it can be used right here. But to say, you know, the mayor's ridiculous comments saying, you know, that there should be no more wooden boardwalks is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, what do you want to see from the city? What's your view of the best way that they could move forward with making decisions on this with some community involvement?
And that's the very first thing. And as usual, the city just does what it wants to do with very little or no community-based participation or consultation. And these people live out there. And it's not just the people live near these boardwalks, but it's also visitors. I mean, tens of millions of visitors who who visit our beaches every year. And the boardwalk plays a very important part of that. What's also particularly sad recently is the fact that the boardwalk in the Rockaways, for instance, was really coming back. And there was some great food out there and activities and some concessions. And, you know, there's the surfing is very popular activity. So there's lots of things happening out there, and the community really felt that the boardwalk was coming back. So we would definitely need to see the administration literally go to the community and also do their homework. I mean, you know, we even the way these boardwalks were actually built, how could they possibly withstand that amount of tidal surge when these things weren't even connected to their actual concrete foundations? Mm-hmm. So again, they need to build jetties, they need to replenish the sand the community has been fighting for years, and they need to fasten the boardwalk to the actual concrete pillars. These things also, of course, affect the community. I mean, people lost their homes, their cars, you know, their livelihoods, because of this storm. And if the people out there have been complaining for years, that the city simply has not done its job.
Jeffrey Croft is president of New York City Park Advocates. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.